Well, guys. The Blazers got another guy hurt last night. But, you know, when you're the Blazers, you don't really care. I mean, you hope they're okay, but you don't. I mean, you don't really care.
Yeah. Hey, it's big win, though, huh? Big win.
Big W. Yeah. Means nothing. But it was nice to see them respond. Hey,
where they were at.
Yeah.
I mean, I know this sounds weird because the project is to lose games.
Yeah.
But after what happened with Memphis, you needed a response.
Well, that's a win you can live with.
Yes.
It's just unfortunate that they've also won three other games.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. But you needed that.
That one, yeah. But it's just, it's kind of sad that the players have to have a meeting to sort of
care.
Well, to kind of figure out what the hell's going on. I mean, that shows a lack of leadership, whether you blame that on Chance or the GM or whatever.
Sure.
They didn't really, they're just kind of rudderless. And then they came together and be like, hey, what are we playing for here?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, hey, and the cup, man. Let's not forget the cup.
The cup.
I mean,
did you like the court?
The court was pretty kick-ass.
Yeah.
I would actually, normally sometimes those courts are like, eh. I would be in favor of just making that the court. With the rose inlay there and the black, I thought the court was kick-ass. That looked really good.
You know, I didn't like I was watching the Warriors-Mavs last night.
Yeah.
I didn't like that looked like Dallas's court.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
So it was blue around the edges.
Yeah.
And then gray in the middle.
Yeah.
And that, and the game was in San Francisco. But it looked like Dallas, and Dallas was wearing white.
Yeah.
Like, could you make it look like it's Dallas's home court anymore?
It was strange. It was very, very strange.
That kind of stuff bothers me.
But
why can't they fix that?
Some of the cup floors, though, like I said,
I think, some of them are cool.
I think look pretty cool.
But can we stick to a color theme?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a little strange.
I mean, teams have certain colors for a reason.
Well, the Blazers was black. So, you're right. It fit with the overall theme. I just thought that was, I just loved the rose inlay. Even if you didn't do a black court.
Yeah,
it
was cool.
I love incorporating the rose into everything that Portland does. That's why I hope the new WNBA team is not the Portland. I hope it's Rose City. And I thought last night was kick-ass.
Is the rose the coolest thing the Blazers have going?
Yes.
What else? If you were to power rank the greatest things the Blazers have going,
that court?
The court is number one.
Well, what else?
Sometimes when they incorporate Buffalo Check, they'll do that.
You got the second mascot now. You got two mascots.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Doug or Squad?
Doug Fur.
Doug Fur. There it is.
Oh, nice.
Doug Fur.
Jumptown. You know, you got that. Yeah, No. You got.
Look, the bottom line is
they kind of got that cool Rip City fountain where you can be the eye and you can take a picture.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, look,
that's kind of cool.
I'm standing by. I thought the court last night is at least like top two. It's on the medal stand of the best thing that the Blazers have going on right now.
Well, they're 1-0 on it.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know,
I mean, they didn't have that last year, did they?
That court? No. I mean, they had one, but it wasn't that court. I think they change it up every year, and then we have to pretend that the NBA Cup matters.
Are they going
to
win the NBA Cup?
No.
Your calls right now, 503. Wait, what's our number? I don't even know.
We don't have one.
When's the last time we took a call?
I think the call
is the same as the text line.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. We just have one web number or one number. And you know what you can do? You can call
864-6326.
You should call him. You know what he's going to give you? Confirmed information. Ryan Buckley will give you confirmed information.
I'm going to sit here and I'm just going to stare at that phone while it
and
rains.
And Ryan Buckley is going to go 5-0 for you, or he wants the season to be free.
He wants to go 5-0.
He wants.
Bah.
Yeah.
Bah. John Anthony with my curdly.
Are you all right?
Well, we call it like the. Like
he's got gurgles.
Like, yeah, he's got like the gurgle voice.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you have confirmed information.
Sounds like he weighs like 500 pounds.
I have no idea. Because in my mind, I picture him one way, and I bet you if we met him, it would be.
It's the same. No, it's not opposite of what you think.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but yes.
No, but
yes.
He's going to be some weird little dude.
Yeah, you know? Even if I can see him not being big, he could just be like a 5-pack-a-day smoker.
Dang.
I don't know why I picture him looking like Patrick Harris.
What's his name? John Anthony?
John Anthony. I don't know why.
Take a look.
I picture him having side hair. Bald, but like really quality 70s side hair.
Is that him? There really aren't any pictures of him.
No.
There's only pictures of Matthew McConaughey, who played him in The Million Dollar Man. But if that's him, boy, he's handsome.
Really?
You're right. I'm clicking to see if this is the.
Was that the two for the money inspiration?
No, that's Brandon Lang.
Oh.
No, yeah. It's Okay, that's not him. Never mind. It's another John Anthony.
What if John Anthony isn't even real? He's like the, you know, Big Lou. Remember we found out Big Lou? Big Lou's fake. There's no Big Lou.
Yeah.
He's like an amalgamation. What if John Anthony is just an AI generated, like, what if you just fed into an AI computer what a sports gambler should be, and they came out with John Anthony and confirmed information?
L gambling. I can't. Dude, there are no pictures of him.
No.
I picture, like, Mike Francesa, only larger. That's what I picture.
Oh, okay. But if we call the
big
number,
deal.
Can we get John Anthony on the phone? Can we interview John Anthony?
Can we not? Thank you. I'll leave for that segment.
You don't want confirmed information.
Well, I think he ought to be arrested.
Someone's saying tiny little man like Vegas Dave. Yeah, Vegas Dave is a little fella.
Little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no picture. I'm on the Million Dollar Man's. He calls himself a betting guru. He has 29 followers though, so that's good. I mean,
takes the social media seriously.
He's doing something right. He's on like every sports station across America with confirmed information.
I don't think so. I think he has bought that time. I don't know how much. I mean, if you want to say he's doing something right with having the money to pay the freight for that, that's I guess you could, but.
I don't know what you have a lot of bitter feelings towards confirmed information, and I
I think he's a fraud, guys like him are a fraud, and I think it's embarrassing, and I think they prey on stupid people like a lot of people who like to sports gamble.
Sounds like someone that doesn't win with confirmed information.
It's embarrassing.
Unlike me.
And I can't believe we run those ads. I'm telling you, I'm taking a stand right here live on the air. Odyssey shouldn't run those ads. You're getting ripped off. How about that?
That is some hot takes.
All right. Well, no, anyway, I have stats on injuries, and I want to give them to you next on The Fan.